This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Governor John Bel Edwards and Attorney General Jeff Landry have been battling since both took office, and the latest basis for their bickering remains unresolved.
It's very clear to me that the money sitting in the escrow was due to the state of Louisiana, should have been transferred into the general fund a few years ago and back.
The Attorney General sees it differently, calling the issue
the governor's decision to basically raid our funding.
In his solution for the most recent budget shortfall, the governor requested $4 million, held in escrow by the AG's office since the settlement of a pharmaceutical lawsuit in 2013, be transferred to the state general fund.
The legislature, as I see it, didn't weigh into the dispute over where that money should go because it just left it where it is, in an escrow account.
Landry defends his office holding on to that money.
That is an escrow account that this office has consistently used to offset the cost of litigation in going after industries or companies that are basically defrauding the state or defense of constitutional issues, the statutes that the legislature passes.
But the governor insists the funds belong to the state as a whole, not to the attorney general.
The money is in an escrow account that I don't believe is his to access at will. The escrow account is not his budget.
And Edwards says the issue is far from settled.
I don't intend to initiate legal action. I mean, he may do that. I don't know. What you're likely to see are more discussions between the Attorney General's office and my office about how we move forward with respect to that money.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.